Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If it's the top of the hour, 3 Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast. We would love to hear from you. Love for you to be a part of the broadcast today at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. And Bob and Richard, just an incredible tragedy going on in South Texas with this hurricane, now tropical storm. And I understand that this, you know, last year we had what was called a 500-year flood in the Texas Hill Country. They're calling this an 800-year flood. This is just almost unbelievable, beyond comprehension.
50 inches of rain in some parts of, yes, South Texas. Saw a picture of Houston Hobby Airport. Some, yeah, of the closed airplanes are just totally underwater.
Wow.
There.
Yeah.
It is massive. Harvey hit hard.
Yes.
And I know many people have sent messages to us asking us if we were in the path of Harvey. And
right,
up here in the Dallas area, we totally missed Harvey. Harvey,
yes,
went another way.
Yeah.
So we're fortunate up here. But there's a lot of folks down in South Texas that need help. And they're going to have a lot of kind of rebuilding to do once this flood subsides.
Yeah, a lot of people who need to be rescued. I was,
yes,
talking with my grandson, Bobby, who is just coming up from the area this afternoon. And he says he's getting messages from friends who are trapped in their attics. And they're literally going into their attics with saws and hatchets to break through the roof, to get on the roof, to get out of the water, because it is so high. It's just almost unbelievable.
Yes, yes, it is. So for our listeners, if some of you are close by and can do something, I mean, you know, prayers, we can offer up prayers, and certainly we encourage you to do that. But if you're in a situation where you can do something and actually help, lend your hands, lend resources, money, time, that sort of thing, this would be a great way to show forth what God can do in and through you in a particular situation. They,
yeah,
need your help. They need your encouragement. They need your support. So if you're in a position to help, to actually do something, don't shrink back from that.
Right.
Go ahead and take it, you know, the opportunity to go and make yourself available.
Well, once again, it is Basic Gospel, and I know the folks in the Houston area and across South Texas would really covet your prayers at this particular time. Right now, open lines if you'd like to be a part of the live broadcast. First half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, 844-322-2742. That's the number to call.
Yes, indeed. And for those of you who may be listening for the first time or have been listening for a little while and you've never called, we certainly love first-time callers.
Oh,
so
yes,
we would love to hear from you, love to hear what's on your mind, and really engage in conversation around the Word of God. We need this. We need to have these conversations about what this gospel message is all about, the story of Jesus, and really what it means to us on a day-to-day basis. So we would love to hear from you if you're a first-time caller. We also love hearing from our old-timers as well.
Yeah.
Wanted to read a passage today, which I think is very appropriate in light of our subject matter for this particular month, where our subject matter is our living hope, the fact that we've been born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So Christ is alive. Christ has come to live inside of us. That is our hope.
Yes.
And here in Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 all the way down to 15, Paul gives some insights as to what that living hope looks like in practical terms. So he says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence." So he wants this to be a reality in people's lives, not just something that they pretend to do when he's around or when other leaders are around. He really wants this life to be a reality. And he says, "But much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." And that fear and trembling, that's just a word for humility, just a phrase that's saying to approach this Christian life with a sense of humility, that this is the very God who spoke the universe into being, who is alive, living in you. So humbly submit yourself and work out what he is working inside of you. And that's what he says in verse 13, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So we once lived to gratify the desires of the flesh, the pleasures of the flesh. Now we've been set apart from that old life. We've been given new life in Jesus. We've been given Jesus's life, and his life is in us. And so the will of the Father is for us to work out that life in our day-to-day experiences. That's the will of the Father. So, and that's much better than anything the world can offer, anything the flesh can offer. So work out this salvation, for it is God who works in you. That's the living hope. We've been born again into this living hope. So do all things without grumbling or questioning. Now, should we spend a little time there? I think a lot of us love to grumble. We love to question. We love to raise all kinds of issues. And a lot of times we do that just simply to get out of doing what we know we ought to do.
Yeah.
Because it's a little inconvenient. It's a little uncomfortable. It's a little scary, maybe. So to get out of stuff, we grumble. We question. I know when I was first really starting to grow in my Christian life, I used to grumble and complain about the church I grew up in all the time. I mean, and I did it well. I could lambast with the best of them and could analyze the problems. And back then for me, it's like, my gosh, guys, we need to be doing more for our community. There's poor people. There are people in need. We need to be out there doing some stuff. And that's the extent of what I did until finally the Lord knocked me upside of the head and said, quit complaining about the church. If you want to go do something, go do something.
Yeah.
Volunteer. Be a big brother. Find something that a need that you can meet.
That's not what I meant, Lord.
Well, and I actually did.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, I get this. And I became a big brother to a mentally challenged guy, and it's one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life. It was above and beyond anything I could have dreamed or imagined.
Yeah.
And so that's what this verse is talking about. Quit your grumbling. Quit your complaining. Offer yourself to God. Allow him to work in and through you. You have something to offer to the world. It's not you. It's Christ himself living in you. And look at what happens. So that you'll be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation. If you simply just let your life be a life of grumbling and questioning, you're no different from the world.
Yeah.
But when you rise above that and say, Lord, I'm available, use me, then the world will look on and see you in a totally different light. And then it says, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Folks, we've been deposited the greatest news ever in us.
Yes.
If you're a believer in Christ, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God has deposited in you the very knowledge of himself, the knowledge that he is love, the knowledge that he provides forgiveness and life to those who come to him. And he is moving in us to get that word out in both word and deed.
Yes.
So offer yourselves as a living sacrifice. Work out this salvation with fear and trembling. The world will stop and take notice, and they will recognize that you are a light that shines in their darkness. It's not your light. It's the very light of Jesus Christ shining through you. Let it happen, folks. You will never be disappointed. I guarantee it.
That is Basic Gospel, and we appreciate your joining us for this edition, everybody. 844-322-2742. If you're hearing the broadcast in the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, you're hearing the live broadcast. We would love for you to call and be a part of it, as Bob was suggesting earlier. 844-322-2742. And friends, I think for the good news about the love and life of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no more consistent place to hear about it than here on Basic Gospel. We are here every weekday to bring that good news to you, both on radio radio and online, and we depend upon God working through you, through your prayers and your generosity, to keep this good news coming. We need your consistent partnership. And remember, with your donation during the month of August, which is kind of running short at this point, we have that new and very exciting DVD series called Your Living Hope as our gift to you. So click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742, and we'll send you a copy of this DVD series called Your Living Hope. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or online at basicgospel.net.
And Bob, as you mentioned that, we certainly need a flurry of activity to happen in the next 3 or 4 days so that we can meet our August goal.
Yeah.
We're very close, but we need some folks to step up, maybe 100, 125, 130 people to give a generous gift here at the end of the month. And that will be a great help to us to help the good momentum that we experienced in June and July to continue.
Great.
We need to get this word out. People are dying on the vine out there wanting to hear truth. And so let's take this opportunity to deliver the one message that they would love to hear and respond to in faith, be saved, be set free, rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Let's get this word out to as many people as we possibly can, and we can do that with your generous help right now.
Yeah, just click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can call anytime, 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742 to join us in this partnership that we call Basic Gospel.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to go quickly to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk to Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. My question is this. I called before, and you answered it this way. A homosexual is saved the same as a selfish person who asks Christ into their heart. But if he truly is in Christ, he won't want to remain in that condition. And then I remembered my Bible saying that no homosexuals enter the kingdom of God. And my Bible was bought at a warehouse going out of business. And I'm beginning to wonder if I need a new Bible, because you see my point?
Well, Mary Jo, there's a couple of passages, and we actually dealt with this on Friday's broadcast in hard passages. There's a passage in Galatians chapter 5 that says the works of the flesh are these, and it just has a long list of works of the flesh. And then Paul says, you know, and I've reminded you that those who practice these things, who do these things as a lifestyle, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, okay. A similar list is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and in that list, homosexuality is mentioned as well. And again, it's, you know, those who practice, those who do these things as a lifestyle will not inherit the kingdom of God. So in those lists, there's sexual immorality, there's slander, there's jealousy, there's envy. So here's the reality, Mary Jo. We all come into this world spiritually dead. We're lost. We're sinners by nature. Now, that condition manifests itself in different ways. So we all have kind of a path of sin that we walk down. Now, when the gospel hits our hearts, we're rescued from that way of life, that empty way of life that was handed down to us by our forefathers. So, as the Bible says, we're set free from sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life. We are made alive together with Christ. So, it doesn't really matter what that sin was as far as how it was manifested. We were all dead spiritually. We all needed life. So we're all saved exactly the same way, by grace through faith in Jesus. So I don't know if you need a different Bible, Mary Jo. It's just realizing, you know, exactly what Paul is saying here. So when he puts that list together, he's just describing what lostness is all about. So if you look out there in the world, you see all of those things happening, you know, in abundance. You see sexual immorality. You see jealousy. You see envy. You see slander. You see all of these things, idolatry, happening out there in the world. And it's to that world, that crooked and perverse generation, as I just read, that we take the gospel message. And that gospel message is powerful enough to pierce through and reach into human hearts and bring salvation to those who respond. So that's why Paul says to shine like stars in this universe. Why? By holding out that word of life to those who are dead in sin.
That we were all sinners.
That's right.
At one time.
That's exactly right. And the gospel message
is... But yet these people want to dwell in their sin. They still want to continue until they hear or respond to the love of Christ.
That's right. That's exactly right. So we just keep getting the message out. We leave the result of that into the hands of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit brings life to folks, then we come alongside of them and encourage them in their journey with Jesus Christ. Yeah. So, well, Mary Jo, you always ask great questions, and thank you for bringing another great question to the table today.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah. Friends, keep in mind that we are streaming live video each day of this broadcast, and you can join us on Facebook or YouTube channel. It's one more venue to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we hope you'll take full advantage of it. We love putting those things in place for our listeners. We have a relatively new friend in Edmonton, Alberta, who listens on KCCA. His name is Gord, and we've heard from Gord in the past, and he called over the weekend with a question about something we were talking about this past Friday on our Hard Passages edition. Here's that call now.
Hi, thank you for answering my question. This is Gord from Edmonton. I asked a question about eternal security. Today's Friday, and you guys are doing a program on hard questions in the Bible. Can you explain to me Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 to 11? And again, this is Gord. I'm listening on CJCA Delight. God bless you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Great to hear from Gord.
Yes, it is great to hear from Gord and all of our listeners across the United States and Canada and really around the world. We have folks listening to us in about 119 countries around this globe, and that's pretty humbling, isn't it, guys?
It is, yeah.
Well, he asked a great question about Hebrews chapter 6, and this is one of the most confusing passages in the Word of God. And many Bible teachers and Bible scholars and preachers and that sort of thing who believe that we can lose our salvation point to this verse as a proof text.
Yeah.
So this is they're going to lift it out and present it and say, see here, if you don't mind your P's and Q's, you're in danger of losing your salvation. But that's not what this passage teaches us at all. It's not a passage that says you can lose salvation. It's a passage that's really presented in hyperbole. You know, if you're going to reject Jesus, then it would be totally impossible for you to bring you back. Why? Because there's no other repentance. There's no other sacrifice that can be made. But he goes on to say, but I think better things of you. And that's the whole point of this, is to give believers hope that they have genuinely received Christ, and that because of that, they're going to bear the fruit of his life. So as the rain of grace falls down on them, it's going to produce good fruit in and through them. And that's exactly what he says. But I see better things that belong to salvation as far as you are concerned. So this isn't a passage that teaches that you can lose your salvation. It is just one of those passages that says, keep moving on in the faith. Don't shrink back.
Yeah, be certain of your salvation.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
You know, all of us are faced with interruptions, things that get our eyes off of Jesus. And his readers, his listeners, had that same problem. In their case, it was their background, their history, what they thought of as their identity. And time after time after time in Hebrews, he says similar things. Pay attention to Jesus. Don't lock yourself away from Jesus by holding on to your history and your traditions. Let Jesus change you from the inside out, as we say so often.
Right. And again, the context of this is the end of chapter 5.
Yeah.
It says, you know, you ought to be teaching by now. You ought to have been trained to such a point that you could discern good from evil, but yet you're still wanting milk, and you're still wanting to lay again the foundations of repentance from dead works and faith toward God and instruction about washings and all of these sort of things. You're hanging around right there, and it's time to realize that you are saved. You have been marked out by Jesus Christ Himself, the deposit of the Holy Spirit. Move on in that faith. Grow. Let God do His work in and through you. That's what that's all about.
Yeah, Gord, thank you for your call. And friends, Gord used that number, 844-322-2742. He did so over the weekend. That number's available all the time, 24/7. We'd love for you to pose your question that way as well if you're not hearing the live broadcast.
Well, thanks, Bob. I wanted to step back to Mary Jo's conversation just a minute. You know, salvation is offered to all, but we must come to Christ on His terms, right?
Yes.
We must realize that we're dead in sin, that we have been following the ways of this world, and we've realized that that's an empty way of life. And so Christ comes along. We recognize that He died to take away our sins, that He was buried, that He was raised from the dead so that we could have life everlasting. So I had a life, but it was a dead life.
Yes.
And now Christ is offering to us His life. And I can't have both, right? I've got to walk away from the old. That's part of the repentance, and turn to Christ and receive Him. Now, a lot of us, I was thinking about this on a walk last night, a lot of us try to implement contract, what I call contract theology. We try to strike a deal with God. Now, if you will just bless me and let me know that I'm right in your eyes, but will allow me to continue in my old way of life, then, you know, I'll be happy with you. I'll agree with you on some things. But these are the conditions that I bring, and these are non-negotiables. I want you to give me your stamp of approval, and I want you to allow me to continue in my current way of life. If you can agree to those two things, God, we've got a deal. We've got a contract. Well, God doesn't operate that way. Why? Because He knows you're dead spiritually, and God is never all right with spiritual death. God wants to make you alive. That's why He sent Jesus. Jesus said that very clearly. I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. Well, there's only one way to have life, and that's to receive Him on His terms. And so we have to let go of contract theology and grab hold of grace theology.
Yes.
Because God only saves us by grace. You know, there's that ad in the magazine, you get what you negotiate.
Yeah.
That's not true when it comes to salvation.
No.
God has already put together the best salvation you could ever imagine. He has provided the best life you could ever experience. Are you willing to let go of the old and grab hold of Jesus Christ Himself? That's salvation.
That's salvation, and that's good news, and that's basic gospel. Well, friends, this month, of course, we've been talking about the need for us Christians to take a stand against the pressures the world brings against us, and to help in that regard, we have Your Living Hope, the new DVD series that Bob and Richard have put together, and with your donation to Basic Gospel this month, we're going to send you a copy. We hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to do that. You can do it either of two good ways. You can go online and make your donation at basicgospel.net. Just click the donate button there at the, our homepage, or you can call 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742, and make your contribution to help keep the good news coming. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.